Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Well, are you prepared for the big one? Are you prepared for a major earthquake of 7.9 or larger if it rumbled through the San Andreas Fault? Lucy Jones, Southern California's go-to expert on all things earthquakes, says there isn't much time left to get ready. Paleoseismologists who analyze geologic formations have learned that when earthquakes have happened in the past of 8.0 or greater, they have occurred in Southern California every 150 years. It has been 340 years since the last really big one. So Lucy Jones cautioned that, yes, one is overdue, and we do not know why this interval. But we need to be prepared. I carry this lovely Ready America emergency backpack in my car, presenting. I bought it from Home Depot years ago, so long ago that I do not remember what is in it. So I pulled everything out as I thought of earthquake preparedness and this gospel. And I discovered in this handy little emergency backpack, squeezed into it, water packs, sea rations, two plastic ponchos, a light stick, thin foil survival blankets, a tiny first aid kit, and one small package of extra soft and strong Kleenex. Clearly, this is a very Spartan bag of survival supplies. Enough for me for several days, but I shall not be alone. Should I be thinking of others? I have prepared supplies at home much more so than what's in this backpack. So in our gospel, the prepared bridesmaids did not share with the unprepared ones, and we shall soon find out why not. This parable is about bridesmaids. It is about a teaching about two groups among those called to be God's people, including us. One group, those who respond to the teaching of Jesus and grow in his way of love, a readiness love, while the other group takes a passive stance, expecting God to satisfy those needs resulting from their own neglect. A major earthquake will eventually occur. Are you prepared? Or are you procrastinating? Warnings and information are not meant to cause fear-based immobility, but invite proactive getting ready with wisdom and care. The foolish bridesmaids of the gospel did not seem to care that they did not have enough oil. When that moment came to respond, they were not prepared for the long night. Lucy Jones, our earthquake expert, says we are going to need each other to survive because of the breakdown of our infrastructures. Infrastructures needed to sustain life, like electrical lines, telecommunication networks for all of our iPhones, our business transactions, water aqueducts, all of these major lines cross over the San Andreas fault line and would likely be severed in the event of a major earthquake. It could be days and weeks before power and water delivery are restored. And we have seen this very thing in the terrible life and threatening problems from the recent fires and hurricanes in the States, in Puerto Rico, and the trembler that rocked Mexico. Are we ready for a natural disaster? And the gospel calls us to a spiritual readiness, right in the midst of moments that will be challenging. God is always surprising us with new opportunities for growth. Today's parable about the 10 bridesmaids is one of several in the gospel that point toward readiness. This story references a particular theology called eschatology. So you can say to friends and family later on today, yes, we heard about the eschatological theme in the gospel. Eschatology is about the return of Jesus Christ at the end of time. The early Christians expected a second coming of Jesus within their lifetime. Paul, in the second reading, encourages hope, being ready. He too believed it was going to happen, and they would all be caught up in the clouds together, snatched, as it were, with the faithful who have already died, and together meet the Lord in the air. 2,000 years later, Jesus physically came to earth in great splendor, in one great snatch that has not happened. Thinking about the second coming of Christ feels like an ancient theology, not for modern day us. Yet, we do not appreciate the urgency they felt. So how does this story of 10 bridesmaids help us grow as Christians in this 21st century? First of all, this parable raises questions because it contains features that appear to make for a very awkward story. But the wedding customs of Palestine in the time of Jesus were treasured by the early Christians, and the parable helped them cope. They got the message, be prepared spiritually. And here is some fascinating synopsis of their wedding customs. On the day appointed for the wedding contract, the bridegroom, would go with his friends to take the bride from her family home to their new home, and this was at night. The reappearance of the groom with his bride the next day, the symbolic act of marriage, would then inaugurate days and days of celebration. My, how expensive that would be. What a contrast to our version of an evening wedding reception with dinner and dancing. But those are our roots, the common desire to celebrate the beginning of a married couple's new life. In these ancient customs, young women of both families would attend the bride as she waited for her groom to come. There was not a set time, so the arrival of the groom could not be predicted. They had to be ready. In our gospel, the bridegroom arrives at midnight, and all went out to greet him. The five bridesmaids with oil, whom we call wise, were ready with the light needed for the procession. The foolish ones did not have enough oil. And the wise bridesmaids said they did not have enough to share, because they probably knew that if they did share, the processional light would go out. So the foolish bridesmaids ran off to a 24-hour store, a 7-Eleven, hoping to get some oil. When they came back, the feast was underway and the doors closed. And Jesus ends the parable with a warning, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know the day or the hour." The foolish bridesmaids had not acted properly during the time of waiting. In fact, they fell asleep rather than getting their acts together. We are called to live love now, the kingdom of God on earth. We are urged to live an ethical life every day, being every day ready, every day called upon to respect the dignity of every human being, every day being available for the power of God to use us, every day open to grace, every day believing God is in it all, what we know and what we do not know about the bigger picture. Every day we can become more open to God's love and pass it on. So do we have the wisdom we heard in our first reading to recognize our choices? Mother Teresa said, "Do not look for Jesus away from yourselves. He is not out there. He is in you. Keep your lamp burning, and you will recognize him." So a man once approached Mother Teresa and said, "Mother, I want to do something great for God, but I do not know what. Should I start a school? Be a missionary in a foreign land? Build up a charitable agency?" Mother Teresa looked at him closely, and with kindness in her eyes, she responded, "What you need to do is to make sure that no one in your family goes unloved." And by this, she undoubtedly meant the entire human family. Everyone is connected to someone. Which leads me back to our resident earthquake expert, Lucy Jones, who said that the most important thing people can do for an earthquake is to know their neighbors. A coordinated response, she said, working together will ensure a quicker recovery and a greater level of safety. Which leads me back to Jesus, who said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Yes, be prepared. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Get your act together physically and spiritually. For God says to us every day, "Ready or not, here I come."